Good vach. I hope everyone had a wonderful, terrific Shabbos. We are in Masechta Kelim. We are going to start studying the rules of the Kelim themselves, and we will do so by studying the second parak. Today we'll learn Mishnayos Beis, Parak Beis, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So the Mishnah begins. Kli Eitz, when we deal with wooden utensils, clay or leather, or clay etzim, or bone, or clay schuchas, or glass, pshutayim p'torim, if it's just plain, without a base kibbutz, without a place to hold something, it's going to be torim. We kablam to man, but if it has a base kibbutz, if it has a place to hold something, so then it's going to be able to become tame, nishbru, but once these things break, te'aru, they become torah. If you reform or reshape the kli, it now takes on a status of tumah only from then on. In other words, the old stuff that was there from before, the tumah disappears. Kli cheres, kli neser, tumasam shave. As far as earthenware and neser kelim are concerned, they are exactly the same. Tumasam shave. Mistamim umetamim ba'avir. They can receive and transmit tumah via their airspace within, right? Umetamim me'achareim, and they can contract tumah in their exterior. Beina metamim migabeim, but they can't contract tumah on top of them, right? Ushvirasani tarasam, and breaking it is the way to fix it. Hadakin shabek kli cheres. When you have the smallest of the of a kli cheres v'karko seim, and the bottom which can rest without support, udivano seim yoshvin shalom misumachim, right? And the walls can rest without leaning. Shiur mikdei sichas katan. The size of such a kli is the amount it takes to hold the smallest amount of oil to be able to take care of the pinky of a baby. Bad log, and then to a log. A log vat sa abirvias. Misa vat sa saim bachatzi log. Misa saim bat shalosh vat chamish sin belog. Dibir Rabbi Shmuel. And as far as to the larger size utensils, we measure with a log according to Rabbi Shmuel. Shir kako sim koshahain. The measure for the bottom is the smallest amount. They have no walls. And that's the first of the set of kelim that we are talking about. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with some of the exciting laws of kelim as they will carry us through. Everyone have a wonderful gutvach goltov.